We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Good morning, my friends. Just a few days ago, I noticed an article by Dr. James M. Gray. I think it came out about 1924. It's entitled Controversy, Compromise, or Consent, Which? Now, Dr. Gray, in this article, quotes from an editorial, The Christian Century, came out on January 3, 1924. Now, remember, the statement I'm quoting is made by a modernist or a religious liberal. Dr. Gray is simply quoting it. Christianity, according to fundamentalism, is one religion. Christianity, according to modernism, is another religion. He said, which is a true religion is a question that is to be settled in all probability by our generation for further generations. There is a clash here as profound and as grim as between Christianity and Confucianism. Amiable words cannot hide the difference. Blessed be the tie may be sung till doomsday, but it cannot bind these worlds together. The God of the fundamentalists, he says, is one God. The God of the modernists is another. The Christ of the fundamentalists is one Christ. And the Christ of modernism is another. Now, that's what this liberal says. He said, we don't have the same Christ these fundamentalists have. The Bible of fundamentalism is one Bible, and the Bible of modernism is another. Which God is a Christian God? Which Christ is a Christian Christ? Which Bible is a Christian Bible? Which church, which kingdom, which salvation, which consummation are the Christian church, the Christian salvation, the Christian consummation, the future will tell. Now, he said it'll have to be decided. And he said it would probably be decided in this generation. Now, Dr. Gray goes on and discusses this in an intelligent, constructive way. Dr. Gray's dead and gone. And Dr. Gray was on one side, that was the orthodox side. This century man he quoted is on the other side. Now, when that line was drawn in those days, people knew what it meant and knew which side to take. Then, little by little, ecclesiastical machinery began to operate. And little by little, they slipped in, see. That's the way it always happens. That's exactly what happened in the Garden of Eden, see. Satan slipped in, see. He established in that garden his religious system, which is a system of death, see. Now, let's read this here in Genesis just for a minute. And the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all the cattle, above every beast of the field, and upon thy belly thou shalt go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Now, listen. And I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Now, Jesus Christ was the seed of the woman. He was not the seed of a man. Now, here it is, the first inkling, that God was going to have a son, and this son would be the seed of a woman. Now, God said he put enmity between her seed and thy seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. All right. Now, this enmity is on. Now, you just well top all this effort to try to harmonize. Now, in America, as I've said many times, we live together. We're Jews, Catholics, Protestants, modernists, religious liberals, infidels, atheists, agnostics, all sorts of folks. And we say we agree that the system of government we have here, we have religious liberty. Now, that's all right. And we get along that way. But you cannot have the friendship of the world. You can't have the friendship of the world without having the enmity of God. The friendship of the world is enmity to God. Now, remember that. The world's against God. The system's against God. All right, we've built great churches. We've got nearly 100 million church members in America. The battle today is not a battle of little things. It's a battle of big things. It's a battle of great organized Christianity that's going along today in an ecclesiastical movement. It's one of the most terrible things ever known. And today it's trying to wipe out the line. Now, this man here, this liberal, 1924, said this generation is going to settle it. It'll be settled in this generation. In all probability, he said, in this generation, this thing will be settled. Now, you've got the religion of the Bible, which our forefathers believed, which is clear, explicit, and definite. This religion says the Bible is the Word of God, forever settled in heaven. This Bible says that man's a sinner by nature. He's a sinner by nature and by choice. He has an Adamic nature. He belongs to a fallen race. He has to be born again. Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Now, good God comes to man who is naturally at enmity with him and says to him, now, we can fix this thing up if you want to. I love you still. I sent my son to die for you. And you accept him, you become a new creature, a new creation. You go out in the world, a new creation, see. You'll be born of the flesh, you'll still have the flesh, but you'll be born of the spirit. You'll be a dual person. You'll have the treasure in earthen vessels, in a body that'll die because sin brought death to the human race. But I'll bring victory. If you die, you'll be absent of the body, present with the Lord if you're a Christian. If you die, I'll raise your body someday. You'll be ever with the Lord, and you'll live with him throughout eternity. Not only your soul, but your body. Now, Jesus Christ, as seeing the woman, came down from heaven's noonday, there it's midnight, and paid the debt. He was born of a virgin. That's as clear as anything in all the Bible. He was God manifest in the flesh. He went along this road and up a hilltop and died on the cross, was buried, and rose from the dead. He's the world's only Savior. Now, that's old-time Christianity. That's old-time Christianity. And there's no other kind of Christianity except old-time Christianity. There's no kind of modernism except old-time modernism. Man is endeavoring today to solve his own problems. He's going to say, well, we'll fix up the world. He's been trying that over and over and over, you know. We're going to fix it up. We'll have schools and colleges. And we'll eventually win out over this all this evil force, you see. And we're going ahead now and to have one religion, one great world religion. That's where the world's headed, you see. We're reading the Bible, those words, in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, proud, boasters, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, truce breakers, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Now listen just a minute. You may think that out here at Bob Jones University, where we keep on talking about the old-time religion, the absolute authority of the Bible, and you say, well, he's a source, he stirs up controversy. No, I didn't start that. It was started way back yonder when man fell. And God said, here's two systems now. One is the Bible-believing system. One is the old-time Orthodox system. One is Christianity. The other is another religion, see. Like Paul said, another gospel. There's only one gospel, grace. And that the gospel of grace is a gospel of the kingdom, but there's only one gospel of grace. We're saved by grace through faith in the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. By grace are you saved. There's only one gospel. Now, we've all called another gospel, see, which isn't really another gospel. It's not a good news story at all, see. All right, now, all down through the ages, this battle's been raging. Now, I won't say to you Bible-believing Christians that Bob Jones University takes a Bible side in this controversy. We believe whatever it says is so. And we know what it says. We know it says that our Lord is born of a virgin. We know the Bible makes it clear he was God manifest in the flesh. We know what the Bible says, that Jesus Christ died on the cross in our place, on our account. We know he makes it clear that he rose from the dead. We know that. We know what Jesus Christ said, that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father but by him. So we agree with this man out here in 1924, in the Christian century, this liberal, that said we can't get these religious systems together. You know, religious systems of the world tell you to do and live. Religious system of the Bible says live and do, you see. You can't get the two together. It can't be done. It's an absolute impossibility. Now, we have today in this country a religion of churchianity that's growing stronger all the time. Now, in this system, God has people, see. People that believe the Bible, people that are born again, people that listen to a radio program like this. God has many people scattered around over this world. But you want to know what's going on. You need times come for you to get your eyes open to understand. Now, remember that now. Now, listen just a minute. If preaching the gospel in the world and saying what we're saying this morning produces controversy, what are we going to do about it? Christianity has always produced controversy. Back in the early days, they went out and killed the Christians. They martyred them. Back in the Old Testament days, when folks wouldn't surrender to the world system, they'd throw them in a lion's den or put them in a fiery furnace where they'd stand true. There's nothing new about this. This is a battle of the ages. It's a battle between God's religion and the religion of the world, the religion of the devil, religion system. Devil's no enemy to religion. He introduced it in the Garden of Eden when he told Adam and Eve what they could do and said they could be like gods and could go out in the world and do that kind of situation and could make something out of themselves and be somebody and do something and accomplish something, you see. Now, that's what we're facing. Now, God said, I'll put enmity between the seed of the woman. That's Jesus. See? All right, if we're in Christ, we have to take on his enemies. If we're in him now, we have to take on his enemies. If he's here, if he's a captain of our salvation, made perfect through suffering. All right, I step over on his side. Who is he? Well, he was from everlasting to everlasting. He was God. He was pre-existent. He came down from heaven to earth and clothed himself in the human form. See? Form of man. Took upon himself the form of man. God manifest in the flesh. Born of a virgin, he was a seed of the woman. Now you step over on his side. What do? Well, you have enmity against you. Isn't it a strange thing in this country that you don't hear many people say anything mean about the modernists now? But oh, how they speak about fundamentalists. Well, I told you about that little statement in a certain church bulletin that I saw the other day, where this pastor said that a rank fundamentalist stinks. Isn't that strange? Isn't that strange? You know, you don't hear these fundamentalists over this country going around talking like that. Sometimes you hear an evangelist talk about cat and dog fight among fundamentalists. You don't hear this other way, do you? Nobody in my crowd, as I know what I run around with, hates anybody. I don't know any Orthodox Bible-believing, born-again Christian in this country hates anybody. I don't hate anybody. Never hate anybody since I was converted. I love everybody. Love my enemies. I love the modernists and all that. But I'm not responsible if I step over on the side of Jesus and insist that the Bible is the Word of God and he's born of a virgin and God incarnated and say that you're not a Christian if you don't believe the Bible. You're not a Christian if you don't believe what the Bible says about Jesus, because if the Bible isn't true, then you don't know anything about Jesus. And if it is true, you know what kind of Jesus he was. You know all about him. And all you know about is what the Bible said. Now, if taking that position, see, if that position produces friction, what are you going to do? Don't give up? You're going to surrender? Suppose the early Christians had done that. Suppose they'd have surrendered back in those days. Now, we say you can't bring these two together, see. Now, that's clear. Now, why jump on me? That's what the leading liberals said in 1924. And said, this generation's going to settle it. Now, why come along here and say, well, he goes ahead, he's fighting everybody. I'm not fighting anybody. I'm fighting for something. Bob Jones University was organized and founded to keep this point clear in the minds of the people and to stand for it and to give the emphasis for it and whatever the road leads to follow. Now, let's get back to it. Now, what is it? Now, you can't be two. You can't be on both sides. You're either a liberal or you're an Orthodox Christian. If you're an Orthodox Christian, you believe the Bible. You believe in the virgin birth. You believe in the atoning blood. You believe in the incarnation. You believe in the body of the resurrection. You believe in salvation by grace through faith and atoning blood. Now, if you are honest to goodness, Bible-believing Christian, you're at enmity against the religious systems of the devil. Don't mean you're at enmity with man. Didn't say now, you see. Not enmity of man. It's enmity that's built upon a principle. This is right, that's wrong, and right and wrong can't make friends, you see. That's all that is, you see. The Christian says, my Bible's God's book. Jesus Christ was God's son, and he died to save me. He rose from the dead. Now, you can't bring these two together. There's no use to try. Now, we've reached a time where you've got good Orthodox Methodists, good Orthodox Baptists, good Orthodox Presbyterians, and good Orthodox Independents and so on in this country, born-again people. And that's our crowd, wherever they are. We don't claim to have a majority, but we've got a wonderful minority. You can't find a church in this country, a Trinitarian church, but we got somebody in it that says that's right. They're saying that's right now, and it is right, and there's no way by it. Or any which side you go on. I want to say to you, I commit my life anew to the seed of the woman, the Son of God. Born of a virgin, man of God in the flesh, crucified, dead and buried, and the third day rose from the dead, and the world's only Savior. And the Bible's the only book that tells me who God is. And I cannot make up with the other crowd. I'm not going to try because I'd have to go back on Jesus Christ. May God help us to be faithful to him in all things. Oh, Lord, help us to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and to be true in every relationship. We pray in his precious name. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.